Okay, yesterday's recording got cut off a little bit, so I'm going to go back on Tzadi Bey's, Amud Bey's, Tana Rabbanan. Shisha Nisim Nasu Ba'osa Hayom. So there were six miracles that happened on the day that Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah were saved from the Kibshon Eish Ve'ilhein. Tzaf HaKibshon, that the furnace where they were, it was normally sunken, but it rose up so that everybody could see it. Number two, Nifrat HaKibshon, so the walls broke open a little bit so people could see what happened. The humak sudo venepach tselem shel apanov. So the limestone came apart, and then there was a pesel, a tselem, that the Nebuchadnezzar, they told him to worship, that fell down. That's what it means, apanov. Venisrafu arba malchios, and there were four officials that were killed. And that was the day that Yechezkel revived the dead in Bikas Dura. So all of these nisim that happened was a Gemara, was a tradition. The Arba Malchios Kra, but the fact that there were four officers that died, that's in the Pasuk, Tichsiv, as it says in Sefer Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar Malka Shlach. The Michnash La'achash Dan Panayo, Sig Nayo, Ufachavoso, Adar Gaz Raya, Gedav Raya, the Sav Raya, Taf Toya, the Chol Shaltoini Medinoso. So these were the different eight ones that were gathered together. Chesiv, Aisi Gurvan Yehudoin. It says there are a certain group of Jews, they don't bow down, they don't follow your laws. Chesiv, Umiskanshin Achashdar Panaya, Signaya Ufachavoso, Vahadovre Malko Chazoyin, the Guvraya Ilech. So afterwards, when it's talking that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah came out, it only mentions four of them. So Nebuchadnezzar sent eight officers, but only four were there. So you see, the other four must be burned in the fire, and that's the craw, the pasuk that supports this, where the others was the like halach lamoshe misina, a tradition. Tane debe Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, afilu b'shash sasakona lo yishana adam es atzmo min harabonus shalom. So even in a time of sakana, when a person's life is in danger, he shouldn't change from his prominence. Harabonus here means that the respect, the dignity the one conducts himself with. Shneemar says in the pasuk, be'edan guvraya, with these people, right? They had ilech kefiso, v'san barlechon, v'pashtechon, v'charba lashon. They had their clothing, their distinguished types of clothing on them at the time. So the Marashah explains that a person accepts upon themselves the decree. I saw this quoted in Shar Mitzioni B'Halacha, when he quotes Kosim Marashah, Shelo Yirei Ha'adam Atzmo B'Tzar Mis'abel Al-Din Shemayim. So if a person would not dress this way, it looks like he's regretting what Hashem decreed. Ela Yekablu Ba'ava V'Simcha Derech Kovod. A person should accept upon himself with Ava and with Simcha what they're going through, even if it is a time of Sakana. And he quotes here, where is it? From the Shach. Shigezerus Portugal. At the time of a Gezera in Portugal, Hichriz Melech al komi she'enu memir yisraf be'esh. Anybody who wasn't shmad themselves would be burned in fire. V'hal miktsas b'nei Yisrael sholin hechan beis ha'sreifa. Some of them asked, where is the beis ha'sreifa? U'molichim b'neihu v'noshehem betupim u'v'macholos. They brought their wives and their children with tupim u'mecholos u'mashlichin atzmel nesreifa, and they did this with the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem b'simcha and ba'ava. Obviously, we daven, we should never be placed in such a thing, but the Marashah is pointing out that that's what the Gemara is telling us. When it says a person shouldn't change, yishana adam es atzmin ha'rabonus shalo, that means when a person has these things come upon them, it should be accepted b'ava. Very, very high level. Okay, now continues the Gemara. Omer b'yochanan. This is where we got up to, yeah. Gedolim tzadikim yoisim imalachi hasharis. So tzadikim are greater than a malach. Shenemar, ane v'amer ho ana chazi guvrin arbo shrayin, nahalchin bego nura v'chaval lo aisu behon, v'rei v'di revi'o'o damei levar Elohim. So you see that Nebuchadnezzar saw that there were three people walking around, and the fourth one he calls the Bar Elohim. So from the fact that you see that there's the tzaddikim, before you notice there's the malach, so that's the raya that the humans, the tzaddikim, are on a greater level by their placement in the pasuk. There is the famous comment from the Gra, where he says in Mishlei that the difference between human beings, we're called holchim. We're a mahalich, we move, we can go, we can rise up from one level to another. And a malach is, they're omdim, they may be very high, but they stand, they can never change, right? Conversely, a behema is the osios of ba-ma. It is what it is. Behema, bahama, in it is what it is, it's not going to change. A malach can't change from their high level, a behema can't change from its low level. But we are holchim, we are ones who can rise up if we work on ourselves. Okay, says the Gemara. Om Reb Tanchum Baruch Ani Loi. B'shah sheyotzu Chananya Mishoel v'Azariah Mikivshan Ha'ish bo kol umas olam v'tapchu l'soneihem shel Yisrael apneihem. So it's a euphemism that the goyim came and hit the Jews. Om lehem yesh lechem Eloah kezeh. You have such a type of, such a Hashem, such a God. V'atem mishtachrim l'tzelem, and you bow down to a tzelem, to an idol. Meaning, how could you do such a thing? Semiyad poschu v'omru l'cha Hashem hatzrak v'lona boishes upon him kiyom hazeh. So that's what the pasuk says in Daniel. L'cha Hashem hatzraka, the kindness he did, but for us, all we have is boishes upon him. We're so embarrassed because even the goyim recognize how great you are, and we didn't. Om Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Om Rabbi Yochanan, my dichsiva marti aale besomor o chaza besan sinov. What's the pasuk in Shir Hashirim? I'll climb the palm tree, I'm going to grab its branches. Samarti aale besomor elu Yisroel. Right? I'm going to climb the palm tree. That's the Klal Yisroel. We're compared to a palm tree, right? Tzadik Kitamar Yifrach. We said over the vort from Dr. Pelkovitz, Tzadik Ketamar Yifrach, a Tamar grows in groups. It doesn't grow isolated. So part of the way to achieving Dibuk Chaverim and achieving Tzidkus is to have good surroundings, right? V'achshav lo olo biyadi elesad bar echod shel Chananya Mishoyel v'Azariah. So the Pasuk said, I tested them with Nevuchadnezzar, and all I was able to grab was Chananya Mishoyel and Azariah. Om Rabbi Yochanan, my dechsiv reisi halayla v'hine ish rochi val sus adom v'hu oimid ben ha'adasim asher b'mitzula. So what's the pause? It says, I was riding at night, there was a person on a red horse, and he was with the hadasim, and there was someone who was in the depths. So my reisi halayla, Gemara Darshan is it phrase by phrase. Reisi v'layla b'kesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'hafuch es kol ha'oilem kulo l'layla. Hashem wanted to turn the whole world into night. Vehine ish rochev ein ish el hakadosh baruch hu. Right, and the man riding on the horse is hakadosh baruch hu. Shneemar, it says in pasuk, Hashem ish milchama Hashem shemo. So Hashem is the man of war, and Hashem is his name. It's interesting that this pasuk of Hashem ish milchama Hashem shemo is the only pasuk in Tanakh that has the gematria of Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Fishel Schachter was once speaking at a Bikur Cholim event, and he said this over, that a person has to know who's fighting our wars. Hashem Ish Melchama, Hashem Shemo, that's Gematria Eretz Yisrael. So we shouldn't think, obviously we have to have the military resources, but at the end of the day, it's Hashem who determines whether or not we're going to be successful in our wars. Okay, so that's where you see the Pasuk Hashem, first Hashem as an Ish. Al Sus Adom, on a red horse. So that hints, Bikish HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hafoich Es Ha'olam Kulo L'Dam. So the word Adom of red is a remez. It sounds like the word Dam. Hashem wanted to turn the whole world into blood. When Hashem looked at Chananya Mishael v'Azariah, Niskaru Daito. So he, so to speak, calmed down. Shneemar v'hu oimid bein hadasim asher b'metzula. That's what it means. The hadasim were there in the metzula. Ve'ein hadasim el tzadikim. Hadasim is a remez for tzadikim. Shneemar v'hi omein es hadasa. Right? There it says that Mordechai raised Hadassah. So the word omen here means to work on, to guide, to nurture. So too the word emuna. A person has to work on and nurture their emuna. Ein metzula ela bavel. Metzula is a remez for bavel. Shneemar ha'oimel etzula charavi v'naharosayich ovish. That miyad maleim roges nasim surukim. So these types of messengers who came they were like horses. They were filled with anger, right? They became gray. Va'adumim na'asu levonim. And those that were red were turned to white. Amar of Papa, Shema Mino, Susya Chivarya Male Lechelma. So you see from here, a sus, a white horse, that's a good thing to see in a dream. I think the Gemara in Brachos talks about all the different good things to see. So you can add to that, Susya Chivarya. Okay, Rabbanon. So, according to the Chazal, so they're asking now, Hanani, Mishon, Azariah, so Lehechan Azlu, we don't hear anything about them anymore, so where did they go? So Amar Rav, Ba'ayin Hara Mesu, they died as a result of the Ayin Hara. Shmuel says, Birok Tovu, that they drowned in the spit. So what does that mean, that they drowned in the spit? So Rashi explains that, when sometimes a person is speaking, so they may not mean to, but they spray a little about, the spittle comes out. Rashi says, Barok Tovu, but also Rok Shirachaku Umos HaOlam B'Yisrael. Right? When the Goyim were talking, Ba'omrim Eloka Kezeh Yishlechem L'Hishtach HaVisen L'Tzelem. Right? When they were talking to them, so now Rashi's learning like literally, right? The Yad Ramah learns that it was the ultimate disgrace, that they died of embarrassment when they were hearing these things. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, third pshat, Olu the Eretz Yisrael. No, they made Aliyah. V'nosu noshim v'halidu bonim vonos. They went to Eretz Yisrael and they built up beautiful families. Kitzanai. So this is really a machloikis tanoim. Rabbi Lazar Omer ba'ayin hora mesu. Rabbi Yeshua Omer barok tovu. V'chachamim Omerim Olu the Eretz Yisrael v'nosu noshim v'halidu bonim vonos. Shneemar. Shmana Yehoshua HaKoyin HaGodol Ata V'rei Echo HaYoshim L'fanecho Ki Anshi Mofes Heima. So in Zechariah he's talking to Yehoshua HaKoyin HaGodol. Ezo Heima Noshim Shenasu Lehem Mofes. So who are the people who had a Mofes, a miracle, a wonder, half of them? Havyom Rezeh Hananya Mishoyo V'Azariah. So that's a proof for Hananya Mishon Azariah. Okay. V'Daniel Heichan Ozel. So Daniel, where did he go? So he certainly didn't bow down. He wasn't thrown into Kibshan Eish. So Amar Rav, Lemichra Nahora Rabba B'Tiveria. He went to dig a great river in Tiveria. Shmuel Omer Lasuye Bizra Das Pasta. He went to get alfalfa. As Pasta is alfalfa. We'll explain why that was in a minute. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Lasuye Chazire d'Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. He went to go get chazire pigs from Alexandria, from Egypt. Ini, is that really true? How could he do that? V'hatanya, Todos haroife omer, Todos the doctor says, Ein para chazire yoitzim Alexandria shel Mitzrayim, she'ein choyschin ha'em shaloh. Right? They cut out its womb so that they can't reproduce. B'shul shelo teled. So, how could it be that that Daniel could have gone to Mitzrayim to get these? Some more answers, no. Zutore Icy. He brought little small ones below Dadaitu, and they didn't know about it. He snuck. He smuggled out these small little pigs without the people in Mitzrayim recognizing what he was doing. Tan Rabbonim. Shlosh Shahai Ba'osa Eitza. There were three, I won't say people, three beings that were involved in the plan to get Daniel out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Daniel v'Nebuchadnezzar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar, Nezel Daniel Mehocha. Hashem said, let Daniel leave here. Delo lemra b'zechuse is natzel. So people won't say the only reason Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah got out from the fire was because of the zechus of Daniel. He wasn't there. So you see, it was due to their own righteousness and not in the zechus of Daniel. So that's why Hashem wanted him out. But Daniel, Omer, Daniel says, I should leave Ezel mihocha. Delo yikayim bi pesile Eloheim tisrufun be'esh. To burn their gods, their idols, because Nebuchadnezzar bowed down. He considered Daniel to be like a god. So if their gods are going to get burned up, Daniel didn't want to get burned down. He had the status like an idol, since Nebuchadnezzar was bowing down to him. So that's why Hashem didn't want him there. That's why Daniel didn't want to be there. Nebuchadnezzar Amar, Yezel Daniel Mehocha, he said Daniel should leave. Delo Lemros, people should say, Kalye La'aloche Benura. And Nebuchadnezzar burned his own god in fire, right? Uminayin the Sogile, so how do you know Taka that Nebuchadnezzar worshipped Daniel? Dichsib Beidayin Malka Nebuchadnezzar Nafal Alam Ponhi L'Daniel Sigid. It says that the king Nebuchadnezzar fell down on his face and he worshipped Daniel, right? So you see from here that each one had their own reason for why they didn't want Daniel to be there. So now the Gemara continues. Ko amar Hashem Tzavakos Elokei Yisrael El Acha ben Koloyo ve'el Tzidkiyahu ben Ma'aseya Hanavim Lachem Bishmi L'Shakir. So these two people were saying over false Navua. Tichsi v'lukach mehem klala l'chol golus Yehuda shebobel lemor yisimcha Hashem kitzid kiyahu ke'achav asher kolom melech bovel ba'ish. That they should be a curse should come on them and they should be toasted in the fire. Asher sorafam lo nema. It doesn't say they should be burned. El asher kolom. They should be toasted. Amr b'yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai melamed she'asa'an kiloyos. They were made like toasted wheat, meaning they were burned on all sides of them. So they wasn't explained what's the background behind this. Why is this happening? Sayan asher asu navalu b'Yisrael v'na'afu es neshe re'ehim. Because they did something that was a navala, something that was disgusting, and they had a znus, niyuf, with the wives of their neighbors. My Ovid, what was it? Ozu legabe berate Nebuchadnezzar. They went to the daughter of Nebuchadnezzar. Achav, so Achav says to him, like, there was like a whole plan over here. Koma Hashem, hishmi'i el tzidkiya. You should consent, submit, and listen to Tzidkiya and have relations with him. And then Tzidkiya did the same thing. He said, no, you should listen to Achav and you should have relations with him. So she went and told her father, Nebuchadnezzar, what they said to her. So Nebuchadnezzar said to his daughter, Hashem hates znus. So you see that they're not telling you the truth. When they come to you, send them to me. I'm going to talk to them. So ki also legaba b'sharuku legabe avua. So when these two people came to her, she sent them to Nebuchadnezzar. Amalehu said, "Man amalechon, who told you this nevua?" Amalei said, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu." They said, "Hashem told us." V'ha av Hananya Mishov Azaria Shaltinhu. One second, I've asked this type of question to Hananya Mishov Azaria of Amalei Osir. They said it's not allowed to do such a thing like this. So Amrle ananami neviy kevasaihu. They said we're also neviim ledidhu lo amalehu, but they didn't get the same message that we do. Ledidan amalon. Hashem just told us the message, but he didn't tell it to them. So of course they're not going to do that. But this is like a special thing over here. So amalehu ana beena de id vakinhu kihechi de vidabakinhu lechananya mishua lezaria. Okay, I'm going to test you. I'm going to see, I'm going to throw you into the fire also to see if you are on the same level. So the Ben Yehoyada asks over here, why didn't they just look to the Torah? The Torah says, beferish, that you're not allowed to have this type of relationship. So what really the Taina was, the subterfuge was, we could say, was that they were saying, no, really the Torah does prohibit. This is a special Horah Shah. Nebuchadnezzar, if you want to have grandchildren that are Nevi'im themselves, the way to do it, the special compensation is if your daughter will have relations with two Nevi'im, one right after the other. So that was the Habim. You're right, you can look at the Torah, says also, but this is like a Horah Shah. That was their whole Taina over here. So now, Amr Lei. So then, Achav and Tzidkiyah say to Nebuchadnezzar, Inun Tloso Havi. But one second, you want to throw us in the fire and test us? They were three. Vanan train. We're only two. So it's not fair. We don't have enough people. So Amr Lehu. So he said back to them, Bachru lechon manda avosu b'hadaychu. Pick whoever you want, and he'll be your third one. I'll throw him into the fire also. Amr Yehoshua Kohen Gadol. So they said, we want Yehoshua the Kohen Gadol. Sovereign, they thought, Leisei Yehoshua denafish zechusei umagno alon. So his zechus would be magin, would protect them. And that's why they picked him. He's such a big tzaddik. Sa'achti suho shedinhu. So he took them, and he threw them in. Inhu iklu. So they got burned up. Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, Icharuche Mone, his cloak got burned, got singed a little bit, Shneemar, as it says in the Pasuk, V'yareini es Yehoshua HaKohen Gadol, Omin Lifnei Malach Hashem, Rechsi V'yomer Hashem El Hasotun, Yigar Becho Hashem. Right? So that Hashem has picked out. So even though he was saved, he didn't get out unscathed. He was, in fact, burned up a little bit. Amar lei, yedanu de tzadika at. So Nebuchadnezzar said to Yeshua, Kohen Gadol, I know you're a tzaddik, right? So that's why you got out. Elamai time hanyo bach putanura. Why did a little bit of fire get you? Chanam yishov azaryo lo ahanyo bahu klal. They didn't get singed at all. So Amar lei. So he answered back, in hu tlosahave. They were three. Va'anachad. I was all by myself. Meaning each one helped its other. Like a, you know, chut mesholash. Each one supported. Three tzadikim they got in there. Amar lei v'ha Avram yochid havo. But 1 second, Yehoshua, Avram was also only one person, and when he got thrown into the Kivshan Ha'ish, he got out, right? This week's Parsha. So Hasam Lohabi Rishoyim Bahadei. No, but he didn't have any Rishoyim were thrown in with him. Velo Isihi Rishus Lenuras. Therefore, there was no Rishus given over to the fire to harm him. But I had two Rishoyim with me. I had these, these people wanted to commit Znus. So they were in the fire with me. So therefore there was some ability to them for them to do it. V'hochahavi Rishoyim Bahadei. And since there was Rishoyim there, Isihi Rishus Lenura. So fire was given some permission to singe me a little bit. Haindo Amrinch, that's what people say. Tre ude yeveshe vechad retiva, oktan yeveshe l'retiva. When you have, if there are two dry things and one that's wet in a fire, so then the dry one will burn the moist one as well. Since we have the Gemara quotes, Avram being thrown in the Kivshan Ha'ish, this week's Parsha is Noach, so there's a famous Ramban who wants to talk about why isn't the whole story in the Kivshan Ha'ish, mentioned explicitly. So just to read it, has Aval Hagoyim Haheim, says the Ramban, Lohis Kiru Zeb Sifram. The Goyim didn't want to put this miracle in their book, right? The Lefi Shehem Cholkin Al Daito, because they disagreed with Avraham's ideas. They thought this miracle that Avram did, it wasn't from Hashem, it was magic. Right? Just like the Mitzrayim thought also with Moshe. And that's why the Torah doesn't mention the miracle of Avram being saved as well. Because it would have to mention the people who that argue on him, because he had to do them, right? And therefore, since in the end Avram was never, vindicated against, as like Moshe was, so therefore he didn't want to go into them. So that's one reason the Ramban quotes as to why the whole miracle of Avram being saved from the furnace was not necessarily included in the Torah in this week's Parsha. Okay. Vaitu Nagor, my time, Ianosh. What was the reason why Yeshua Kohen Gadol was punished? So Amar of Papa, Shahai Bona, Venos, Inoshim, Sheinim, Hagunois, Likahuna, Velo Micho Behen. Because his sons married women who were not royal for the Kahuna, and he didn't protest. Shinemar, Yehoshua, Hayelavush, Begodim, Tsoim. He's wearing filthy garments. Pchidarko, Shah, Yehoshua, Lilbosh, Begodim, Tsoim. Why do you think Yehoshua would wear that? Ella must be like this. Because that's why in the vision of Zechariah he looked like he was wearing soil clothing. That's a remez to the fact that his children were not clean in their actions. This is when Rus tells that Boaz gave six grains of barley. My sheish seorim. What does that mean? Ilema sheish seorim mamish. You can take literally, it means six grains. V'chidarka shaboaz litei matana sheish seorim. What, he's going to give such a small little gift? You can't really make anything like that. It's so small, it's nothing. Ella, on days, sheish soin. No, it's soin. It's a huge amount, which is like even more than a woman could carry. What a woman could take such a big amount of a six sot? Ella remez Roma's law she asidin shisha bonim latzeis bimeno she mizbarchin b'sheish sheish brachos. There are six people who are going to emerge from Rus, and each one of these six will have six brachos. Ve'iluhein, David is one. Number two is Mashiach, a separate person than David. Three is Daniel, Chananya, Mishael, Ve'azariah. Now the Gemara is going to darsh and explain them. David echsiv ve'yan echa me'ana'orim ve'yomer hine yurisi ben yishli shai beis halachmi yodea nagin ve'gibor chayav ve'ish milchama novun davar ish tor v'hashem imo. So this whole praises of David HaMelech, and even though it sounds like each one is a shvach, really is a shtach. We're going to explain that what that Doeg was saying these things in order to incite Shaul against David. Va'omr v'hudo amr rav kol ha'posak hazeh lo amr Doeg ela b'loshen hara. He was saying this to belittle David. Yodea nagin, that he knows how to play, shiodea lishol, he knows how to ask good questions and learning. Gibor, he's strong. Shiodei Elohashim, he can answer the good Starkakashas. Ish Milchoma, he's a man of war. Shiodei Lisa Velitein B'Milchamta Shaltor, he knows how to negotiate in Milchamta Shaltor, he knows how to fight battles. Ish Toar, he's an attractive man. Shemar Aponim B'Halacha, he shows, you know, Chidushim, understanding in of Halacha. Unavon Dovar, Shemevin Dov Mitoch Dovar, he has exceptional Bina to extrapolate one thing from another. Fahashem Imo, and when Hashem is with him, Shehalacha Kemoisa B'chomakam, though we paskin like him. His psak is the accepted halacha. So out of all these things, Bekulahu Omerlahu, when Shaul heard all these things, Shaul said, Yonasan Bini Kemohu. Yeah, all these things, my son Yonas also knows has good questions. He can also answer good questions. He also is Maraponim B'chomakam, all these things. Bekaven de Amr Le, when he said Hashem Imo, Hashem is with him. At that point, Milsa de Bedide, Nami lo Havi Be, Cholish Daite. Says, no, that he didn't have, and that's what broke him. He got jealous. The Ikanya Be, the Kina set in. De Bishaul Ksiv, Uvichol Asher Yifnu Yarshia, Uvidovic Ksiv, Uvichol Asher Yifnu Yatzliach. So for Shaul, things are getting worse, and everything David does, it is. He's being matzliach, right? The pasuk is really talking about how strong he was in Torah, but it says it wasn't necessarily zoich to that final level of Hashem Imo that the halach would follow him as well. Minalan the doeg hava. So how do we know that it was doeg? Chasiv halacha says v'yan echa mehanarim. One of the na'arim said it. Meyuchad shabinarim. So it's one who's special, who's notable of the Na'arim. Ksiv Hosam Vesham Ish Ma'avde Shaul Bayomahu Netzalefne Hashem Ushmo Doeg Ha'adomi Abir Haroim Asher L'Shaul. So he was like the chief one of the shepherds for Shaul. So those are the David. The next one, the second one on the list of the six descendants from Rus was Mashiach. So Dichsiv Mashiach Dichsiv V'Nocha Allah Ruach Hashem Ruach Chochma Vina Ruach Eitzel Gevura Ruach Das V'Iras Hashem. We daven for on the Yom and the Royim, Yeshlosh Regolim, right? But the special tefilos, Kesiv Haricho B'Yiras Hashem, and the Haricho, his delight will be Yiras Hashem, right? So you see that he's not going to be judging based upon how things look or how things hear. It's going to be a special higher level. Amar Rabbi Alexandri Milamed Shehit Ino Mitzvois V'Yisurin Kirei Chaim. So Mashiach will be burdened with mitzvahs like rechaim, like a millstone. Rava Omer, different pshat, demorach v'do'in. He'll be able to rule by smell. V'chasiv v'lo l'mare einav yishpod v'shof b'tzedek dalim v'chiyach b'mishor l'anevei oretz. They'll have a special thing. He'll be able to sense intuitively the halacha by smell. Why is that so strong? So last week's parsha, right? We find it in Gan Eden. Bnei Soscha says like this: that in Gan Eden, with the chait of the Eitz Hadas, the different senses were mentioned in connection. That they heard the voice of Hashem, they touched the tree, she saw it was good. The only one of the five was smell. Smell never comes up in that context. So therefore, the Bnei Soscha explains that's why smell has not become defiled, and it's what the most pure, refined of all of our five senses, and that's what it means. The Mashiach will judge by the sense of smell, a pure, true judgment. Okay, Bar Koziba Malach Tartain Shin Upalga. So Bar Koziba, right, we know about Bar Kochba, he ruled for 2.5 years. Amr Lahula Rabbani said to Rabbanan, Ona Mashiach, I am Mashiach. Amr Leh, they said, Bimashiach Ksiv Demorach Vadoin. It says the Mashiach will be able to judge by smell. Nechzeanan Imorach Vadoin. Let's see, can you do this? Kevin de Chaz Yuhu de Lo Morach Vadoin. So once they saw that he wasn't able to judge this, he wasn't on the level, so he was killed. Different opinions, who killed him? Some learned that it was the Romans that killed him, some learned that it was the Yidden that killed him. Daniel, Chananya, Mishav, Azariah, Dechsibahu. So now, the other ones on the list of Rus's descendants. Asher Ein Behem Kol Mum, Betoyve Mare, Umaskilim, Bechol Chochma, Veyoide Das, Mavine, Mada, Vasher Koch. Bahem la amo bahem la amod behechel la mel hamelech lamdam sefer loshon kastim. So these were the brachos that were given to descendants. Ma'asher ein behem kol mum. What does it mean? There was no mum. There was no blemish. So amr bechama bar chananya afilu krivda de kosilta lo have behu. Even like the wound after bloodletting wasn't found with him. Ma'ay v'asher koach b'hem la'amu b'heichal ha'melech. What does it mean they had koach to stand in the king's palace? Amr b'icham b'rabbi chanina milami shahay onsin es atzma min ha'schoik. They would hold themselves back and they wouldn't laugh. U'min ha'sicho, from conversations, umin hashena, from sleeping, umamidim al atzum b'shash nitzruchim l'ntikvehim, and they would hold themselves back even from using the bathroom if they had to, mipnei emas malchus, because they had such a fear of the melech. Okay, the more continues. Vahi bahem mibnei Yehuda, Daniel, Chananya, Mishael, Azariah, Amr Rabbi Elazar, kulam mibnei Yehuda heim. These were all descendants from Yehuda. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amr Daniel mibnei Yehuda. Daniel was from Yehuda, Chananya, Mishael, Azariah, Mishar Shvatim, and they came from other Shvatim. So, this is now quoting the Nevul that Yeshua says to Yechezkel. Umibanecha asher yetzu mimcho, asher tolid yikochu v'hayu sarisim behechal melech bovel. My sarisim, what does it mean literally sarisim? Saurus is someone who's castrated. So, Omar, Rav Omar, sarisim mamish, yeah, it means they really were Sarisim, they were really, they had that. Rabbi Chaninya Amar no, Shinis Tarsa Avodazar Bimehem. Totally different pshat that idol worship was cut off in their lifetime, meaning because everybody realized how worthless it was. We saw the Gemara earlier that you're allowed to have Leitzanas only about Avodazar, because Rav Huttner explained that Leitzanas means I'm making something worthless. And the only thing in this world that truly is worthless is Avodah Zarah. So that's what it says. Shinis Tarsa Avodah Zarah B'Yemehim. Everyone saw how worthless it was. So now everyone works it out. Bish, Leim Lamanda Omer, Shinis Tarsa Avodah Zarah B'Yemehim. I understand. Hainrichsi, that's the Pasuk. V'chavo lo aiti behon. They have no hurt. El Lamanda Omer, Sris and Mamish, that really happened to them themselves. They were castrated. Samai v'chavo lo aiti behon. So chavala denura. It means that they weren't hurt by the fire, right? Right? Their bodies are there. V'chsiv reach nur lo adas behon. That there wasn't a fire, like that stench from a fire wasn't on them, right? So then you don't need to go back and tell me the other time they weren't affected by the fire. So one says, no, lo chavala velo recha. No, neither one. They weren't actually burned by it, they weren't harmed by it, nor was there the reach. They didn't have the bad odor, the stench that comes from a fire. Bishlem lamanda omer v'nistarso avodah zarah b'yameihem. Again, the one who says that avodah zarah was cut off, we understand. Haindechsiv, that's what the pasuk says. In Yeshayahu, Koamar Hashem laSarisim Asher Yishmeru Es Shab Soisai. Right? The Sarisim are keeping my Shabbos. El Lamanda Omer Sarisim Mamish. But according to the ones, the Sarisim Mamish, Mishtoi Kro Beginusa De Tzadike. What? It's going to give over the Genus? It's going to spark about their, you know, denigrate them? Havaha Havibahu. No. The Gemara explains that even according to the ones who hold that really they were Sarisim, this physical thing that happened to him, and the fact that the Avodah Zarah was eliminated was true by both of them. So Bishleim Lamanda Omer Srisim Mamish. Now it goes the other way. I understand according to Srisim Mamish, that's what the Pasuk says. Bevesi v'chamoisai Yad v'shem tov mibonim mibonos. So I'm going to give him a Yad v'shem, I'm going to give him like a memorial that's better than any children. Yoter Tov, it's better than Bonum Bonos. El Demand Omer Shinis Tarsa Avodah Zarah B'Yemehim. But according to the Manda Omer, who says that no, really the fact was that the Avodah Zarah was what was cut off in their in their lens, right? My Torah Bonum Bonos. So Omer of Nachman Bar Yitzchak Mibonim Shehayu Lohem Kvar, from the children they had already had, right? Vomesu, and they had died. They were the ones who were going to be memorialized. My shame, olam etein lo asher lo yikaris. What does it mean? I'm going to give them an eternal name that won't be cut off. Amra tanchum, dorish bar kapora b'tzipori. He darshened ze sefer Daniel shenikra al shemo. This is the sefer Daniel, which was called by his name. So meaning, only Daniel has a sefer that was we referred to by learning, you know, sefer Daniel. Okay, we'll stop here for today.